morning, everyone. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray, and I guess I'm doing the announcing. I think this is.
That's all I'm doing.
Is he doing it?
She's doing it, bud.
And welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. We are kicking off under protest from me with this slut. I'm not a fan of this garbage.
This is in this moment. And this is the Phil Hendry Show, and in this moment, that's what's going on, this show.
Could you say that again? I can't hear you.
I said that's what's going on this show.
I can't hear you with this whore.
Well, Phil, she wants you to...
Would you shut the cheap wailing slut up?
All right. Welcome to the program, Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. And this is after Sterling, you know, A.S.,
yes, this is the life after Sterling. What's that?
What'd that mean?
Well, life after Donald Sterling. Not that that's the biggest story that's happening in the country today. Who knows? By the way, this dude that they botched the execution of this cat. Who's the guy with the pigtails?
What is that? Is that a woman?
No, that's the guy. Is that the same guy?
I think that's the same man. No, that is. His sister.
Well, you get out of here with his... There's a guy there whose execution was butchered in Oklahoma, and next to him was a guy with pigtails. Now, what's that about?
That's the other guy that was... Maybe it's a sex change.
Yeah.
Well, you get out of here with a sex change. I'm looking at a guy... The most ridiculous picture I've ever seen in my life of a guy, and next to him is another guy, and one of them's got pigtails, and we're talking about a botched execution... And now they have the picture of the woman that was shot and killed in the series of events that led to this man being put to death, and then his execution got botched up. The only point I was making at the beginning of the show.
Now hold it. Wait a minute, Phil. If we're going to start talking about the death penalty, I want equal time. I want to bring in Brad Cummings.
Wait a minute.
Now, Margaret, hold on. I want to be heard on this. You're going to bring in all your little anti-death penalty fairies. God damn, that'll tighten my jaws.
Phil, you said...
No, I'm going to just say, we're not having a debate. I don't want to do a debate on the death penalty, for God's sake. You know...
I'd like to call in some of my friends. You know Chip Daly. Chip has been on the front line.
Now, Chip Daly, that guy, he's a Fruit Loop from way back.
A Fruit Loop. Did you hear that? Are you going to let him get...
Get away from me! Get her off my leg!
I'm not on your leg.
We're going to start this early, huh? Right off the bat, man. In the words of Jackie Gleason, no preliminaries, right into the main bout, huh?
Well, Phil, these two have been at each other's throats.
Margaret, you've been on edge ever since this whole execution thing got reported.
Of course I am. Of course I am. This is inhumane. This is an absolute animal act. And something that I think needs to be done, something about it needs... It needs to be done about something. God damn.
Yeah, I'm talking like a retard.
Kick your ass.
Let go of him now.
Just got away from her that time.
One day you'll be too slow, bud, and that will be such a blessed day, because that's the day. That's the day when the heartache comes to town.
God damn, Margaret.
This is a topic that's very important to me.
I understand that the death penalty is a big deal topic to you, okay?
Oh, a big deal topic. What do you think, that I'm sitting around, Phil, having tea and crumpets on this one? No, I'm on the front lines.
Hey, Margaret,
I'm on the front line.
Jesus, you almost mutated into a Wolverine there or something.
Good Lord, did you see her?
That's right. Don't get between a dog and its meat. That's what it said, right?
Who's it?
Bobby Dooley. I remember the words of Bobby Dooley.
I don't know who the guy was with the pigtails, but the 43-minute execution failed of this guy, Clayton Lockett. Mr. Lockett was to be put to death last night by the state of Oklahoma, and,
You shouldn't be making a joke about it.
Sorry.
Why do you let him chastise you, but when I say something, you'd just as soon bend me over and...
I'm not doing anything like that. Robert's right. I shouldn't be...
Well, Robert's always right. He's never... People are saying, Robert, that you're Phil's teacher's pet, that you're an apple polisher.
I'm not an apple polisher. I stand my ground.
Yeah, you're an apple polisher from way back.
All right, now wait a minute. Just so happens that he spends less time than the rest of you motor mouths talking about stuff and giving me a hard time. Maybe if you start talking a little bit more, Robert, I'll find stuff wrong with you. And then we can all have an equal opportunity. Phil hates everybody.
So now you hate us, God.
I don't hate you. I'm just saying to you, please, in the name of everything holy, listen to me. Let me get through this. Now, this execution that they were going to have in
Oklahoma, and the man came out.
Don't. He said not to do that.
Margaret, why don't you get some water or something, you know?
Why?
Margaret, your voice sounds very rough and ragged, and I won't make any jokes about what you swallowed overnight.
How dare you?
Just get some water, will you? What you swallowed overnight.
Dad, I have a report. Good morning, everybody. I'm Margaret Gray. Here's what I swallowed overnight.
Yow! Oh, didn't see me, did you?
All right, are we done?
I'm done, yes.
So, Clayton Lockett, now I'm giving even less of a you-know-what about this guy than I gave when the show started. Anyway, it was a 43-minute execution.
Now, why does it take 43 minutes to put a guy out of his misery? I don't understand that.
I don't know. I mean, you know what it is. It's lethal. It's a lethal injection. It is, as they call it, a cocktail of chemicals.
A lot of different drugs. One of the drugs is designed to calm you down. Another one then paralyzes, and another one just finally puts you out. You know, so you're gone, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even imagine what that is. But in any event, this apparently was not going too well because the man began to convulse. He at one point raised his head off the gurney and said something along the lines of, do you have that there, General?
Yes, he was quoted as saying, man, I'm not, and he said something's wrong, so...
What is man, I'm not?
Well, it was this... So, that's what he said, man, I'm not. Man, I am not. It was a very... I think it was a sort of an existential statement.
No, it wasn't. He was saying, man, I'm not. It was interrupted. He probably was going to say, man, I'm not out, or I'm not unconscious, or I'm not dead. An existential statement.
What do you mean by existential?
Well, Bud, that's a very good question. The existential state of, he said, man, comma, I am not. Wolverine, I may be. Is he?
What do you mean, Wolverine?
Well, you tell me. That's what you looked like a few minutes ago.
When you started, you know...
I'm telling you that the death penalty is a very important subject for myself and my people, those of my ilk, those of us that run together, the political group that I am with in Santa Monica / Beverly Hills / West Side. You see, I'm part of the West Side political action group of people that are politically... Forget it. I'm glad you're laughing, Phil, as a man lay dying on a gurney last night.
Margaret, as I've said to you many times, and I won't be shy about saying it here, I'm a civilized man. I believe in the civilized way of doing things. I do believe in the death penalty, and I don't have any great joy over seeing anyone suffer, you know. But the thing that kills me about you guys...
Oh, you people, huh?
I purposefully didn't say you people. I said you guys to make it sound friendlier, but okay. You can't show up for these executions to protest them when the inmate is very sympathetic. I said about that guy that killed James Byrd.
Yeah, well, all those people who dragged James Byrd.
Phil's talking.
Yeah. Well, all right, I'm going to say the same thing. Those redneck scum that murdered James Byrd by dragging him behind the truck, those people were put to death here a couple of years ago on the very same night that there was another execution happening in Georgia. Now, all of the anti-death penalty people were gathered around the prison in Georgia, I think. I think it was Georgia. Nobody wanted to go to Texas, though, and fight for the life or at least protest the death of this piece of... You know what? This excrement, this walking...
You could say, Mr. Henry, a dirty turdmeister.
Is that what I can say? Wow, that's right. The FCC's opened it up. Turdmeister.
Talk about a piece of shit.
There you go.
All right, if you want to be crude about it.
Whatever. I mean, this guy is... these animals, they were put to death. I didn't see anybody squirting any crocodile tears over that piece of shit. Okay? I didn't see anybody fighting for that guy's life because, you see, the anti-death penalty movement has to have just the right guy that's being put to death to push the movement forward. God forbid that they would be standing outside a prison as the scumbag that dragged this man to his death is being put to death because it makes them look like, frankly, what they are, which are people that are confused as to what it is they want. You don't want you know.
Phil, wait a minute. What do you mean I'm confused as to what I know exactly, but I don't want the death penalty?
Margaret, you're getting all preachy again.
Yeah, you get all very strident.
I don't care. The death penalty is inhumane. It is beneath us as a civilized society.
All right, what do you say to me when I say to you the death penalty of a life in prison? You've said that's even more cruel than the death penalty itself.
What? What are you talking about?
Well, you carved out a new ass.
All right. Tell you what we'll do. We can get Dean Wheeler on the line. I don't know who else we have to talk about this.
Well, Jack Armstrong has always been with me. And as I mentioned to you, Bill Cumming, who has always been very, very strong on this subject. And as you know, he has his own personal fight with the school where his children go to school. They don't like his last name, if you're ready for that.
They don't like his last name of Cumming?
They don't like the last name because of what he does. Do we have to go through this again?
The man works in adult films.
He works in adult... Is that his real last name?
Yes, it is. And it's the family name going back to England.
Bill Cumming. And he works...
You know, you, Phil, you, I could show you something that a blind man worked his entire life on, and you'd lift a cheek to it. Excuse me.
Well, Margaret, that's my cottage cheese, okay?
Well, your name isn't on it.
Will you forget about whose cottage cheese it is? I would figure by now you'd know it's his cottage cheese.
Oh, yes. Now I see it. The big barrel.
Jesus. Yes, that's right.
All right. I didn't know that. Bill Cumming, huh?
Yeah, that guy's... He started a production company on account of he's doing sex movies.
Yo.
I don't know, man. I mean, if that's your real name... It's one thing to have that name as a stage name, I guess, you know?
Well, what's wrong with a name being regular?
If he's got kids going to a school, and now the school is having a hard time with... I don't know.
Yeah, people going to have a hard time with you if your name is...
Yeah, that's real funny, man.
Come on, man. Why don't you have some class? What are you talking about class? I don't need to have no class. It's a radio show.
Yes, you do need to have class. I don't need to have no class. It's a radio show. Man.
Well, Phil, you were talking earlier about the whole cluster, you know what, of the radio game.
Boy, this cottage cheese. Yeah, man.
Wait a second. Let me see that.
I got it out of the blue barrel, the one that you erroneously marked hazmat so no one would eat it.
All right.
What is it with you? Got cottage cheese by the barrel back there?
Yeah, in the refrigerated area.
What is it with you, Cal? Are you guys weird or something? You eat that much dairy, General. It can't possibly be good for you.
I love it. It's great protein and great low-fat protein. Don't give me a hard time.
And you got it in a barrel?
There's two barrels. There's the chive, right?
Yes, that's the one that's marked... Wait a second, you took the chive, why, you filthy...
Hey, watch out. Have a little generosity. Why do you mark it hazmat?
So people won't eat it, and she went ahead and did it.
Well, that was an easy no-brainer. If it's marked hazmat, I know it's something you want. Mm-mm. Yeah. And I like this salt, too.
Yep. You guys, if you're going to eat in here, what did I tell you about eating in here, okay? What did I tell you?
Yeah, told me, didn't tell nobody else.
What I told him about eating, all right...
No, I'm listening, go ahead.
Boy, both of you guys with the cottage cheese in your mouths, it's you talk about the filth file, Margaret. I got to take a picture of you because some of it's dribbling down your chin.
Hey!
I want to be clear about something.
Hey, Margaret, you want to know?
Yes, I do. Are you saying that the cottage cheese spurting out of my mouth?
You know what I'm saying.
Phil, of Zolagon, one of these days when you're not looking.
Will you swallow that, please?
Yeah, you said that just like a guy directing one of those Bill Cumming movies.
Shit.
Well, Phil, you know what? Excuse me. Phil, you walked right into that one.
I'm rinsing out the bowl now.
I didn't walk into anything. You were the one that was sitting there, Margaret, with the cottage cheese kind of dribbling out of your mouth.
Yes, I know, and you took the opportunity to turn that into something absolutely filthy. And I have a question for you. What if the Delmonico was listening right now?
Oh! The Delmonico shouldn't be listening, should he?
I don't know what Frank lets him listen to.
By the way, shouldn't the Delmonico be in school?
What school?
The school!
My son is tutored. He works on the sound stages of Hollywood.
Oh, that's...
On Hollywood.
I understand, Margaret. Fine. We'll be back here on the Phil Henry Show. We got Dave Oliva coming up. We also have Bill Cumming, I guess, from the anti-death penalty crowd. This is a guy that is a
don't squinch. Look, it feels all like you got your face squinched up like you just took a deep, dark whiff of something that came out of Bud's ass, not mine. I would like to go on the record as that. Bud's ass, not mine. Again, Bud's ass, not mine. Okay.
All right, I got it. Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. And we are online at TuneIn, live and mobile on TuneIn, live and mobile on Listen Live on our website. If you have a smartphone, say you listen to the podcast right now, you can listen to us live every morning 9 to 11. 9 to 11. And it is that time, at that appointed time, that you can hear the live damn thing. Now, why will that matter in days to come? Because in days and weeks and months to come, we will be using our live capability, what with phone calls, so on and so forth. So we do want you to take advantage of that and get a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com. What a fantastic deal for only whatever the hell it is.
It's pretty inexpensive.
It is. philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back after this. This is Chelsea Grin.
Chelsea Grin?
Yes, it's Chelsea's Grin. No, it's Chelsea Grin.
Who's she?
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you this morning by the great people at Debco Electrics that make those great pacemakers. Put it in your chest and never worry again. This is General Galen Shaw. If you've had open-heart surgery, as I have, only it wasn't really for a bad heart. I was shot in the chest with a .22, and that was not during the war. It was an argument with my wife's brother. Nonetheless, these guys do great work, because as I was laying in the emergency room on the gurney, I saw a few of them working on another guy, and he seemed to be okay, even though I wasn't sure whether I'd make it from 1 minute to the next. That's Debco Electrics, those great pacemakers, and other electronic equipment that goes in your body, not on it.
Debco Electric has now ceased to make electric chair. They used to make electric chair.
Yes, that's what I meant about not going on it.
Right. Margaret's friend, Bill Cumming is on the line with us. We're going to talk with Bill about the ongoing debate over the death penalty as it pertains to, well, all kinds of things, really. I mean, it could be about what happened in Oklahoma, but really we're talking about the larger question.
Yes, this is the larger question of the death penalty and what the death penalty is. Really how we feel, Bill and I and other members of the West Side Coalition, against the inhumanity of it all. This is really what... Was that the music there?
What was that?
Yeah, it's Mr. Cumming.
That ain't Mr. Cumming. That's the music. Bill Cumming joining us from the West Side of Los Angeles. Good morning, Bill.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Bill, it's Margaret.
Good morning, Margaret. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm just great. Couldn't be better. It's a beautiful day here, although we do have the real sadness of what occurred in Oklahoma last night. I am outraged, as we all are, but it is a gorgeous day here in Los Angeles, and I think we should all be thankful for that. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I understand that completely, but again, it is a sad day because of this botched execution and the suffering that Mr. Lockett went through.
I think that we are always mindful of the criminality of the individuals that are being put to death in this very inhumane and animalistic and barbaristic way. Now, you want to be mindful of it, but you also want to be mindful of their own crimes. And I think on a day like today, with the sun out and the beaches are filled with people that are enjoying themselves, let's think about what Clayton Lockett will not be enjoying. He won't enjoy the beach. There's no indication that he ever really went to the beach, and that is a sad reality to a lot of these young men.
Bill, this is General Galen Shaw.
Good morning. How are you, General?
I'm very fine. Thank you very much. We saw a picture of a man next to Mr. Lockett who had pigtails. Do you know these little...
I saw the picture, yeah. But that is a picture of another black. I don't think it was the same guy. And we're checking that, and we are going to try at least.
It's his brother. It was his brother. His brother was involved in the crime as well. There were three people involved in this crime.
All right. You say it, when you say it's his brother, why do you say that?
Because that's what it was indicated in the news story.
I didn't see that. I thought it was Mr. Lockett at a different time. In other words, he had the pigtails, and then they cut them off in preparation for the execution.
Yeah, they wanted to ensure, and he wanted to ensure, that he was not made a laughing stock. It's one thing to go through life wearing a ponytail or pigtails or a hairdo like that. But I don't think it's something you want to go to your death wearing, looking like little Lulu. I heard someone mention that.
Okay, maybe. I don't know, and it really shouldn't bother me because we're talking about the execution or attempted execution of one man. Now, you and Ms. Gray have been opponents in this particular topic of the death penalty, opponents of the death penalty, for quite some time. What do you think this incident...
Excuse me, can I ask the questions? He's my friend.
Yeah, I would prefer, Phil, that Margaret ask me the questions so that they're not coming from a hostile entity, if that's all right with you.
I'm not a hostile entity, sir. I'm objective, at least.
I don't think you are. You are in favor of the death penalty, and I've got no problem with that. I think if you want to celebrate the death of humans, I suppose.
No, sir. I'm not celebrating the death of humans. I'm celebrating the life of humans. This guy is a killer.
I know he's a killer, and we've already been in touch with CNN and Fox, and we've lodged protests because we understand that we want to see the pictures of the victims of his crime, and that's very important. But we don't want to see them so much that they wash away the image of Mr. Lockett. And you're right, the pigtails hurts. That's why when we were in touch...
See, right there, no, hold on, right there. This guy's on television with little pigtails looking like little Lulu and a little tiny girl. And yet, and you want to make sure that...
Right there. You see how confused you are?
No, sir, I'm not confused. You want to get the pigtails off the guy, but you want to show, but you don't want to show. God damn it.
Yeah, I'll say it. You don't want to picture this guy with pigtails, okay?
Yes, that's correct. Go ahead. See if you can get to the end of this thought.
Go ahead, Phil.
You don't want to picture this guy with pigtails, but you also don't want a picture of the...
Exactly right. We don't want a picture of his murder victim, Phil. What we're trying to do is make this an emotionless moment. We want people to reflect, not so much with emotion, but with the clarity of thought. What is this doing to our society? Oh, what is it doing? I'm sorry, I had a moment of emotion, and I'm telling you not to have emotion, but I felt so emotional right then. I felt as if I was being put to death. I felt as if I was convulsing on that gurney. I felt as if I... was gagging.
Yeah, but that's not you. That's a different guy with a pigtails on. Even though he had a picture taken off without a pigtail, he still wore the pigtails.
That's not the issue, whether he had pigtails on. The issue is the death penalty. Now, I said this morning...
I heard what you said, Mr. Henry. There's no need to repeat it. You said...
No, there is a need to repeat it, because my listeners want to hear it, okay?
Well, you don't really know if your listeners want to hear it.
Well, Phil, it's a good point. Your listeners may be bored clean to tears over the things you've...
You know what? I'm going to say it anyway. The fact of the matter is, we got this moving afoot in this country these days where we don't want to hear the name of the perpetrator. We don't want to hear the name of the criminal. Remember that? Anybody remember that one?
I'm not familiar with that, no.
What are you referring to?
You know full well what I'm referring to. The Boston Marathon bombing. Any serial killer since then, we've said, let's not name the guy, let's remember the victims. All right, you remember that?
Well, in the case of the Boston Marathon bombing, no one could pronounce the name of the killer. Margaret?
Yay, very funny.
Well, that...
What, did you guys rehearse that or something?
No, I didn't rehearse it, but I hear this one with the plate in his head giving you a round of applause every time you lift a cheek off the seat. I thought, for God's sake. All right, I'm wrong, you know. Let's move on. Enough said.
Well, all right, Bill. You know what we could bring up is the fact that your name has caused embarrassment to your children.
Don't you ever.
Jesus.
That's right. Don't you ever bring up my children.
Now, wait a minute.
Hold on, hold on. I've been talking real nice. I've been talking real nice.
You sound like you need to, like a blood pressure medicine.
I've been talking real nice, Henry. You brought up my kids. Now I got a name, Bill Cumming. That's my name. And I happen to have gotten into the porn business. That's the business I'm in. My children had nothing to do with it. And when you bring my children...
Bill...
My children...
Mr. Cumming.
No, don't.
Listen, Bill, it's not that bad.
No, just shut up. I just want to do it. I just do it all.
Sir.
I just want to shut up.
Look, I think we need to take you off the air, sir.
No, sure, go ahead. I don't give a shit. I don't give a fucking...
So that's your big partner there in the anti-death penalty debate, huh?
Yeah.
Shut your... I'll take it from him, not from you.
Well, Margaret, what is it? We want to hear from you. This guy is your partner, a porn producer. His last name's Cumming, and the school has got a problem because his kids...
Well, you heard... He's very close to his children.
Very close to his children? This guy is psychotic. He's psychotic. Do you hear the guy?
I hear it every day when I'm on the phone with him, Phil. That's nothing new. Bill goes through that every day. He feels the world. Do you understand? Do any of you people here understand? Bill feels the world. He feels it very strong.
If this is going to be a crybaby marathon, I'm out, okay?
So let me see. What you just said was...
If this is going to be a crybaby marathon, I'm out. That's what I'm saying. I'm out, okay?
I'm telling you that that good man we just had on the air with us, Bill Cumming, he's done his very best for his children. He's opposed to the inhumanity and incivility. There's a word, bud. There's one for you. Look that up. Incivility. Look that word up, bud.
Yeah, all right. How do you spell it?
Oh, my God.
I-N, you know.
Oh, okay.
Incivility of our society. And there he is, Bill Cumming.
Margaret, no one...
I want to finish my thought, General, if you don't mind. There he is, a man who is fighting against the odds, trying to civilize this swamp, this fetid, gaseous swamp that we all find ourselves in. This stinking sewer that at one time, was the promise of America. But what is it today? A fetid, stinking, dirty... Shut your...
Hey, whoa, Margaret.
The found word, goddamn. Incivility. The thing...
Never mind. Read it on your own time, okay? I'm telling you, that guy needs a nut wagon, and he needs one now, bud.
Hey, nut wagon.
I'm for that.
Well, at this point of the game...
Robert, I haven't heard from you.
Man, I don't know what to say. First of all, I got to talk about anti-death penalty. I was ready to, because I'm against the death penalty, too.
Thank you, Robert. Here, put it here.
No, I don't want to put it there. I'm not going to shake your hand. You're nut.
I am, if I'm anything, I'm nuts, not nut.
Well, nut, that means she had an orgasm. You don't want to, ow!
Man, what I wouldn't give.
Hold on. All right. We've had three almost violent encounters here between Margaret and Bud. We've had a guy have a psychotic break on the air, and we ain't even a half hour into this motherfucker, Bud.
Hey.
And we haven't even announced, not that you don't know, because the whole damn world knows, what happened to Donald Sterling. We have Dave Oliva on the line with us in a moment. Dave is going to be talking to us about an investigation that he's been conducting into the background of Donald Sterling and some of the things that he's been involved in outside of basketball. Would you believe, at least according to my friend Mr. Oliva, that may not even be his name?
Well, no, they said the woman.
Yes, the young lady has five names.
No. This got nothing to do with her. Donald Sterling may have an alias. if you're ready for that. That's coming up here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com in just moments. And we'll take this very, very, very quick break here. We'll take a little bit of a Volbeat break here.
Oh, I like this Lola Montez. Do-do-do-do-do. This is very freewheeling.
Well, at least you're not bawling like a baby no more.
I know someone that will be bawling like a baby very, very soon.
What happened to the EQ on that, bud?
I don't know.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Excuse me, I'm General Galen Shaw.
Your move.
Hendry Show, very proudly brought to you by Ward Electronics in Malibu. We'll burn the whole thing to the ground before we install one faulty fuse at Ward Electronics.
Burn it to the ground with Ward.
Hi, everybody. Pete Togan here. And Togan Electronics is also a place where you can go and have your house burned to the ground as well. So what's the big deal? Well, there's a lot of us in the Yellow Pages, and we've all combined to endorse Chapman Motors. Okay, that's what the whole purpose. I have an electric store, and so does the rest of these guys, but we're all very, very incompetent, and we've cooked about five houses. But we love to go to Chapman Automotive, Chapman Motors. That's where we take our cars to have them fixed. That guy does good work. Now, if I knew what his full name was, you know, it doesn't matter anymore, I guess.
Oh, it's Chapman at Chapman Motors. That's right. That's right. You got it. I'm a clout. I work on the Volkswagen, the Porsche, every German car, although they're not made in Germany no more. Most of them are made in America. A lot of them are made in India. Get a load of that, will you? You know where Jaguar's made? India. India. That's why Phil Henry doesn't drive a Jaguar no more. He found out it's made by a bunch of dotheads. He said, forget that. No way, no way. Now, get out of here. I never said any such thing, folks. I can... Jaguar made in India.
There they are, man. It's that band is big album for that band, Volbeat, and that's Lola Montez. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Well, I'll tell you, you know.
What a day. Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched the entire press conference. I thought it was wonderful. I thought I heartily concur with Bo Jackson and I don't know what their names are.
It was Magic Johnson.
You gotta know about basketball and everything.
I know about basketball. Frank and I have season seats, hello, for the Lakers. Not the Clippers, but the jury is still out on the Clippers. And I said to Frank, by the way, I said, well, are we going to get the season tickets for the Clippers? And he said, no, I don't want to root for the Clippers because they're rotten, you know.
I thought you guys had the luxury box.
Well, we have, the firm has a luxury box, but Frank likes to be down there, watch the games, be a part of the crowd, you know.
That sounds like a lot of fun and everything.
Well, we've invited you, bud.
Why don't you go, bud? I've been up to the box there.
I don't like basketball. You got no hockey tickets?
Do I got no hockey? No, we don't have hockey tickets.
Hockey's fun.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll see what we can do. Get you guys into a hockey. Jesus.
Hey, don't worry. No. Now, I'm not looking for any freebies, but once we get a professional football team in this town...
Now you're talking, General.
Yeah, yeah. All bets are off then. We got a professional football team in this town, and I want dibs on the 50-yard line. Nothing less will do.
Yeah, let no one come back alive.
Right there. The man said, let no one come back alive.
All right, well, we got a football team in this town. I'll join you on that one, General. We will have ourselves a party.
All right.
Yay!
Well, anyway...
Hey, by the way, Phil, do you still have...
I'm talking.
All right, Margaret, take it easy.
Yeah, you want to talking.
I know what happened. I got very... So, are we still talking about the death penalty?
No, we're not. We're not. We're going to move on. We got Dave Oliva, and we're going to talk about Donald Sterling.
Oh, that's right. The press conference. Yeah, I thought it was wonderful.
I thought it, and I was very depressed. I wasn't depressed. I'm not that emotionally wrapped up in it like the players are, you know. But I don't like what I heard, and I don't like Sterling. To me, like I said, sounded like some kind of a. Like I said, there's no manhood there. But what I did hear before the thing started, CNN had some contributor, and this guy said, "Look, I don't want to steal Adam Silver's thunder, but I just got off the phone with a source of mine who said it's going to be an indefinite suspension and a $5 million fine." And it sounded very bad, you know.
What is that?
Yeah, was that was the rumor?
Yeah, that's what a guy said before the real guy said it.
Yes, in other words, it was a source of somebody at CNN said it was going to be an indefinite suspension, which sounded completely wimpy, and a $5 million fine to a guy that's got $3 billion, I didn't get it. The $2.5 million fine, but as it turned out, the $2.5 million fine is the most allowed under the NBA Constitution, and he was banned for life. Now, that is a boom death penalty in sports, not so much the way it is for a player, because once a player is banned for life, you know.
Well, what the players that have been banned for life in baseball are?
Yeah, Shoeless Jim Jones.
Shoeless Jim Jones, what a jacket!
All right, wait. Shoeless Joe Jackson. I think Pete Rose was banned for life. Am I right about that?
Well, you got me on that.
There have been the cases of banned for life, and it generally in baseball. Or other sports has involved gambling. That is a big time no. The gambling thing, it's death to the sports business. If it ever got out that that the players are gambling and that the players associated with gamblers, that players, that coaches, that owners were involved in any way, shape, or form in gambling, the confidence of the consumer, the confidence of the customer for professional sports would go right through the floor. You wouldn't want to watch a game. I wouldn't. And
because of the what?
Because they're afraid they'll throw the game.
They'll throw the game.
Oh, the point shaving.
Yeah, point shaving. All right, so anyway, what happened, General?
Well, no, I'm listening to you.
I'm forgetting.
Well, you forget what happened.
Yeah, no, I know what I was thinking about, Dave Oliva.
Why don't you just calm down, Phil? God damn, one of these days you're going to stroke out, you'll list over to one side in the chair and go, And I'm sorry, Phil.
Yeah, you all pulled your mouth and everything.
I did it to illustrate a point.
Yeah, what do you do? All of a sudden, you're pulling at the corner of your mouth and making a noise.
Because I'm afraid that's what's going to happen to you.
Miss Arden's all right. He lost a whole bunch of weight and everything like that.
I know you lost the weight, and very good for you.
All right, I'm in good shape. I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do anything. All right?
Yeah, but I bet you'd probably like to tag one of the ladies.
You just please excuse me while I'm talking here.
Jesus, all right.
Dad, why does everybody think you're gay?
I don't care what they think. Why don't you shut up, okay? Jesus.
What's with you?
I want to get to the topic at hand. All of a sudden, you guys are talking about whether I'm gay and I'm losing weight.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being gay.
I know that. I'm trying to tell them that. The press conference. So what did happen was, and by the way, Mark Cuban, look at they're showing pictures here of Cuban. You know, you don't give me this bull crap. Yesterday, Cuban said he heartily endorsed the decision by Adam Silver, which was a lifetime ban, $2.5 million fine, and he would encourage the owners for a three-fourths vote to get this guy out of the league. So that was that. Now, Mark Cuban says, oh, I love that. The day before, Cuban was on CNN saying, I don't know, man. I don't see how you can force a guy to sell his team. I don't see how that's a slippery slope, you know.
Well, I think everyone was making nice and playing nice because they want to make sure that everyone's on board.
Yeah, but Ms. Simmons got a point. Mark Cuban said they shouldn't do that.
Well, here, Cuban's point was to be fair to Cuban, it's a good point. Yeah, it's one thing to say you can't belong to our organization. It's one thing to say you are not allowed to be associated with it. It's another thing entirely to take the private property of a man and essentially eminent domain it. Only the government can do that. Last time I checked, and essentially what they're saying is, and I don't think there's anything in the NBA bylaws that says you can just eminent domain something.
Well, they're not. They're doing the three-quarter... when you say eminent domain, And boy, would that be Margaret?
He's a slumlord. Wouldn't that be justice?
Yeah, well, I'd love that. Oh, I would love it. You know?
Are you kidding me, man? That guy's a slumlord?
Oh, yeah. $3 million fine that he had to pay the Federals. He's a slumlord. You better believe it. Yeah, that would be kind of funny. We're going to eminent domain your basketball. We're condemning your basketball team and putting up a car wash.
Love it. Love it.
All right, bud.
Love it.
All right, bud.
Love it. Low. God damn.
She told you to shut up, didn't she? All right, so...
Don't thought it was pretty funny.
Right. So let's condemn the... We'll eminent domain the Clippers and we'll... Jesus.
Yeah, put up a car wash, you know...
Well, they paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you know something? You guys wish, I would sing at your birthday party.
Well, Margaret, I'm going to give you that chance because my birthday...
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. My birthday's September the 1st, and I think we should have Margaret singing at my birthday. What do you think?
Hey. God, I was happy bitching.
We got to find a way to have a Vegas birthday party for Phil Hendry. I got to do all kinds of work this summer. We got all kinds of shit going on, man. We probably have to put it together with a live show. What do you think?
Well, I think that's what you need to do.
All right. Dave Oliva is going to talk to us here about Don Sterling, if I may be so familiar as to call him Don. I realize that is a highly familial and familiar. But Dave, how are you this morning? And welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Good morning, Mr. Hendry.
And Dave, as a law enforcement student, I'd like to give everybody some background. You are a law enforcement student, and your ultimate aim is to be with the Los Angeles Police.
Yes, sir. My ultimate aim to be a LAPD, which is, you know, my ultimate aim to be that.
Yeah, you want to be the LAPD.
Yeah.
Yes, he said that.
Okay. So, Dave, my question for you here as we discuss this morning's topic of Don Sterling. You say you have done some background investigation?
Yes, sir. You know, first of all, I want to say that I'm kind of nervous about it, you know, because my background investigation into Donald Sterling has involved me going in and looking at some of his business transactions, looking at some of the things that he's been involved in terms of the real estate, and also looking at some of the things that have been involved, you know, with him over the last few years with some of these young ladies that he's been associated with. Has he moved properties? Has he moved jewels and diamonds and trinkets and beads and everything by way of the girlfriends? Are they moving them in and out, back and forth over the border? This is an investigation that I've been looking at.
Now, what is this investigation a part of?
This has been a part of a long-term paper that I'm doing at L.A. Canyon College as I prepare for my criminal justice doctorate. And I decided to take Donald Sterling and to look into the different business opportunities, if you will, how he's exploited those and to what end he's exploited them, and if there has been any illegalities that we would be looking at.
You're talking about illegalities. Illegalities.
Yes, sir, illegalities. To that extent, that's what, you know, what I'm doing.
Now, Dave, this is Bud Dickman.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, you got to give me respect. We're on the radio.
All right, go ahead, Bud.
Yeah, Dave, this is Bud Dickman.
I know, man.
Just ask the question.
All right, Dave, this is Bud Dickman.
Ask the question.
I want to say I'm Bud Dickman.
It's Bud Dickman. Go ahead.
I know it's Bud Dickman, man. How many times are you going to say it?
I want to say, Dave, this is Bud Dickman.
All right, you just said it for the fifth time.
I want to say it good.
Let him say it good.
Dave, this is Bud Dickman.
Yeah, good morning, Bud. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And it's very nice weather we're having, isn't it?
Will you come on and ask the question?
All right. I want to ask you your investigation... into, you found out that Donald Sterling, that may not be his real name.
Bud, that's true. I think that is his real name, but he has used an alias.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
All right, I tell you what, we'll take a break here, and hold on, Dave. We'll get to this information that Dave Oliva has as he talks to us here about Donald Sterling, the investigation he's been doing into the background of this man. Most notably, does Donald Sterling, has he been using an alias? Has he also been using has he been using his girlfriends as couriers of some kind taking, you know, I was going to say trophies because that's the song we're about to play here, taking jewelry and diamonds and whatever the hell else it was that he said they were taking back and forth across the border, you know.
What does that mean, anyway?
Well, yeah. I think he was talking about taking the wristwatches.
I don't know. We'll be back here on a Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Continental. And anything I got is not a rental. I own that motherfucker. Figured out this shit is simple. My stock been going up like a... Didn't we already play this song?
Yeah, I think we did.
Why are you playing it again, man? God damn, man. God damn. Well, we played it in the pre-show. I don't know what we played here.
This is Bud Dickman. I'm the producer of the Phil Henry Show, as well as be an intern, everything like that. But when I'm relaxing, there ain't nothing better than Popco's Root Beer. Man, they've been making that root beer for probably about 5 years. That's not a long time, but I tell you, I've had it. I've had A&W, and I've also had Dad's, and I've also had every root beer. And Parvo root beer tastes so good because it comes right from the root, whatever the root is. I mean, I guess the root, what's the root?
I'm sorry?
What, when they say it's root beer,
it's root beer, man. It's a sweet type, it's a soft drink.
Yeah, but what's the root?
Can I talk about the Phil file here for just...
Forget the Phil file. Drink the root beer and let's get out of this commercial.
Yeah, okay. Seen them boys in 2 days. Bitch, I use a
walkie-talkie just to get a beverage. So what about the Phil file?
I don't like this liberal use of the word root. Oh, you know.
Oh, Margaret, you've got your mind. You talk about someone's mind that... Someone's mind that has set up housekeeping in a sewer... And your mind is set up housekeeping right at that point of the sewer where it's about to enter the treatment plant. So it's got lots of Jesus.
Thank you very much for that, General.
Well, I call it as I see it.
All right, Dave Oliva is on the line with us here from Monterey Park, California. We'll get back to him. A program note, today's show will be decidedly shorter because we have, as I mentioned, business in town. And anytime we have to attend a business in town, we have to take a little bit of time. So we will, if you will, read our will, and then we will have George will.
Phil, would you get on with it, please?
Sorry. We will be taking a shorter show here, Shorty. This morning. All right, Dave Oliva on the line with us here, as I mentioned, from Monterey Park, California. Dave, you've been doing an investigation into Donald Sterling, so you are telling us that he's using an alias?
Yes, sir. I uncovered Don Spangler, or Donald Spangler, has been moving ice and cameras and wristwatches and sports shirts in and out of North Korea, utilizing females as the couriers, or, you know, not mules or anything, because a mule, you know, is like a what do you want to call, it's like, what do you call it, man,
what?
Well, a mule.
You mean like a drug mule?
Yeah, they're not drug mules, they're just,
They're sports shirt mules, is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna go there, but here's the point that I'm trying to make.
Yeah, what's the point? So, what do you mean, Don Spangler?
That's the name that keeps coming up. That Don Spangler has been moving ice. He's been moving cameras.
Wait. What connects Donald Sterling to the name Donald Spangler?
Well, that's just it. This guy uses the name Donald Spangler or Don Spangler, but the initials is the same, and the women that he uses. See, Don Spangler is known as a white guy who loves Mexican women, but don't want to be seen with him. And so I put two and two together because here, okay, all right, I'll say this. My sister did go out with the guy, okay?
Is this someone that's known to your family?
Yes, sir, yeah. My sister dated this guy, Don Spangler, and he was a big, fat, old guy, and he liked basketball, you know? And
that didn't mean that guy's name is Don Sterling on account of he's Spangler.
What are you talking about, man?
Wait a minute, hold on.
What are you laughing at, Mr. Henry?
No, I'm not laughing. I just, hold on. The guy dated your sister, his name's Don Spangler?
No, his name is Donald Spangler. And I was watching a press conference yesterday, and a couple times Adam Silver goes, and we're going to find Donald Spangler,
No, he didn't. I didn't hear anything like that.
I did. I did catch a couple moments.
Well, I wasn't watching the entire thing.
I can assure you, I watched it too, and I didn't hear anything like Donald Spangler.
Well, there was a couple of times, Mr. Henry. You go back and look at the tape, you know. You go back and look at the tape. Adam Silver goes, and today the NBA, which is what we are, is going through at this time. Fine, Donald Spangler. I mean, excuse me.
Well, I didn't do it like that, but I think I did hear. He did say talk about a Spangler.
What are you saying, bud? Would you speak English, man? You're pissing me off.
Phil, relax.
No, but he's always like, what did you say?
Never mind. What a dick.
I'm saying Donald Spangler, you know.
All right, bud, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to lose my temper, okay? What'd you say?
Yesterday he said that my name is Adam Silver and I'm the commissioner of the NBA. And I'm and Donald Spangler, or I mean...
Yeah, see, that's what I heard, you know.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, if that had happened, they would have reported that.
No, they wouldn't, Mr. Henry. They're not going to report because the guy flubbed it up.
Well, they don't usually report a flub-up like that, Phil.
Yeah, they're not going to go, oh, and by the way, Commissioner Silver, he flubbed it up, you know. And he meant to say Donald Spangler, but instead he said Don... Like, can I just say one thing, Mr. Henry, okay? I have a cousin of mine, Hal Gutierrez, okay? And everybody used to call him Bob Cratchit around Christmas time, you know? But then one time he...
Wait. They called him what around Christmas?
They called him Bob Cratchit.
Yeah, it's like the cartoon character.
Not a cartoon, you mean the Christmas Carol.
Yes, it was a cartoon.
Well, I mean, yeah, technically it was a cartoon, but it's also like a Christmas Carol, you know?
No, it's not technically a cartoon. It's a book, okay?
Yeah, Mr. Aaron, why don't you relax, all right? Blech! I'm pissed off, Eddie.
You are getting a little out of hand, Phil.
Wait a minute. I don't want misinformation. I don't want people saying that Christmas Carol was a cartoon. It was a book, and it was eventually made into a movie and a cartoon and a TV show. It was made in everything. But it was originally written by Charles Dickens in the 19th century as a book, okay? Now, moving on. Your cousin was named what?
Well, I mean, my cousin's name is Hal Gutierrez, okay? But around Christmas time, they called him Bob Cratchit. But one year they made a mistake, and they go, and then Scrooge threw Hal Gutierrez out into the snow, and Gutierrez had to go home, and his wife is cooking up a stew, and then they all got, menudo, and the whole thing got wrecked, you know? So if you...
Wait, was he on stage or something?
Yeah, they were doing a Christmas carol at the church, and they go, and then Hal, and Scrooge goes, hey, Gutierrez, you know, Jack, get out of here, man.
Yeah, right. You're telling me that happened.
I'm telling you it happened, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, it could happen. Doesn't mean a real Bob Cratchit is Hal Gutierrez.
Yeah, I'm not saying a real Bob Cratchit was Hal Gutierrez. I'm saying that's my cousin's name.
All right, so your cousin's name is Hal Gutierrez. What's that got to do with Donald Sterling being Don Spangler?
Because what I'm saying is this, Mr. Herring. A lot of people use different names, but there's for different reasons that they use the different names, okay? Like... For instance, my cousin, Hal Gutierrez, is called Bob Cratchit as a nickname on account of he was in a Christmas Carol. Now, Donald Spangler, and I looked at him one day, I said, you know, some man, you like basketball, you like Mexican chicks, you're big and fat and old, is your name Donald Sterling? And he's all like, ha ha, you know, yeah, and he didn't say nothing like that, you know? He didn't say nothing at all.
Well, that's suspicious, Phil.
No, it's not suspicious at all.
Why not?
The guy probably thought you were a kookball, man. He's looking at you going, hey, is your name Donald Sterling?
Well, what did he... Did he say anything?
Well, not really, but he kind of glanced back at me like, you know, like I was going to cut him with a knife or something, you know. He kept glancing back. Like, as he was going out the door, he kept looking back and like I was going to go for his ass or something, you know.
Yeah, maybe you were.
You know something, man? That's cool, man. I'm talking about a serious story about the Don Spangler.
Well, this Don Spangler, man, this is a real guy?
Yeah, it's Donald Sterling, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You don't know that's Donald Sterling. He's a guy that dated your sister named Donald... I don't know.
Well, all I will tell you this, Mr. Henry, is yesterday as I was watching a news conference and I began to refer to him as Donald Spangler, it all started to add up and go, Don Spangler yesterday was banned for life from the NBA. And Spangler and his wife, Rochelle Spangler, or maybe that's not even her name, Mrs. Spangler, you know, and Don Spangler, and this and that, you know? It all added up.
I don't know how that adds up. I really, honestly, you know, I could call him Hal Gutierrez, just gave up ownership of the Clippers today.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could.
All right, what would that do?
Well, that would take it. That would take the investigation a whole different direction.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much, Dave. We'll be looking into the Don Spangler story.
I can tell you're not taking me serious, man.
Yeah, he's not. He's laughing at you.
I don't care. I'm going to continue with the investigation. And I will tell you, and I'll tell you, when I get something else, I'll be, when I get it, you get it, like you like to say, Mr. A.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I'm not dismissing out of hand. I'm just saying, you don't have anything here, man.
What are you talking about, man?
What I'm talking about is I know what I'm talking. You don't have anything. You got nothing. The guy's name is Donald Spangler. And,
yeah, his name is Donald Spangler. He dated my sister.
Just because he dated your sister doesn't mean he...
Okay, forget it, man.
Just because he did... I think I know what you're going to say, General.
And it doesn't mean if you date Dave Oliva's sister, you don't automatically own the Clippers.
Right.
Well, I don't know. It's interesting. There's a lot there to pick through.
No, there isn't. There's nothing there.
Now you talk about Dave Spangler. You know
his name. Apparently, it's Donald Spangler.
Yeah, but they bet he is known as Dave Spangler.
All right. So here's where we are now. We got a guy by the name of Donald Sterling that owns the Clippers, and I'm supposed to believe that his real name or a name that he uses is Dave Spangler, and he is moving ice through North Korea, right?
Ice, sports shirts, and cameras.
Ice, sports shirts, and cameras. A guy that is worth $3 billion.
Well, Phil, now this begs the question. How did he make his $3 billion? You got a lot of people calling this guy a slumlord. Sure, he might have made his money with the real estate. But you don't know. It could very well be that money dried up after that federal lawsuit where he had to pay out something like $2.9 million. Fish in the dish. See?
Would you please get water?
Sorry.
I don't think his real estate empire dried up as the result of that, General.
Say that again. I'm getting water.
I don't think his real estate empire dried up as the result of that, okay?
Why are you yelling? I'm right here.
Jesus. I don't think... What is it with you guys? Don't come creeping in here, huh? Let me know you're about to sit down.
Well, I like to take a big wide U-turn and go around you and behind you and then sit down so I just appear. I figure it's better that way.
No, Phil's very nervous.
Freaks me out. Now I forget what I was saying.
Talk about Dave Spangler and how he's been a long-time owner in the Bembe Bay.
Talk about the NBA, man.
The NBA. Dave Spangler, as far... Get out of here with Dave Spangler.
Oh, my God, he's mad.
Now, Phil, come on now, Phil. Just, you know...
What are you doing?
I'm fanning your brow.
Get that thing off of me, please. All right, so that's that, man. All right, we have just another segment of the show. We're cutting out early here, as I mentioned, because we have business to attend to. Today, we're going to be sitting down and kind of going through the whole story with the Sklar brothers. Those guys are great.
You like hanging out with them, don't you?
I do. They're funny as hell. They're nice guys. They're down to earth. I wish them all the success. They're having a fantastic run of success. And so we want to, you know, we want a little bit of their sunshine, as they like to say. So I'll be sitting with the Sklars at Earwolf. I think it's down in, is that the same place?
Yeah, I think it's the one on Hollywood down there in a Hollywood, on a Hollywood and Vine.
It ain't on a Hollywood and Vine.
No, it's not. I know where it is. It's on La Brea.
It's Hollywood and La Brea, I think. And we'll go down to that part of Hollywood, which is certainly, certainly seeing better days these days, Margaret, isn't it?
Well, it's all been revamped. You know, the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce has done a marvelous job. And Frank and I were on the committee. As you know, we donated a lot of money to them. By the way, I heard from the emergency room at Bethesda. It's St. Placebo, whatever the name of that. It's an urgent care, bud. What is it?
It's St. Oxygenia.
St. Oxygenia.
What is this?
It's the urgent care where they took Bill Cumming. Because he apparently, what happened, bud?
He passed out. He had low blood sugar.
He had low blood sugar, huh? Okay.
Well, what is that? He had low blood sugar. Okay.
You know what? That guy's lucky he didn't have a stroke or a heart attack the way he suddenly just lit into everybody. So he had low blood sugar. What he ought to do is get himself a power bar or something so he doesn't go passing out after he has a hissy fit.
Well, that was a lot more than a hissy fit, Phil. He was talking about his children.
I understand that. The guy's last name is Cumming. He works in the porn business, and his kids go to school with that last name. Is that a private school?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's what he's going to get for taking his kids to a private school. A private school's got a problem with his name.
How can you penalize a guy for his name, for Jesus H? What if the guy's last name was Penis? What about that?
Penis.
That is crude.
Well, I'm asking, what if your last name is Penis?
All right, here's a better one. What if, because this is a real last name, Lipschitz.
Oh, Phil, don't be a child. That name is pronounced Lipschitz. That is not Lipschitz.
Yes, it is, man. I've heard it pronounced that way. Now what do you do? Got a million people laughing at your ass. You know what? Your name is your name.
You ever know about a guy? Have you ever heard of a guy by the name of Len Fuck? Guy used to have a car lot down here.
Who?
Len Fuck.
Yeah, Len Fuck used cars, yeah.
Len Fucked Used Cars.
No, Len Fuck Used Cars. Do you remember it? It was right over here in, where was it? I was going to say Miners Oaks.
That's Solano Beach.
Up on Solano Beach.
Oh, will you guys climb off it and give it a shake before you do? You got to be...
No, Margaret, I'm telling you, this guy's name was Len Fuck Used Cars. It was what, General?
He was a Cambodian.
Oh, how was it spelled?
P-H-U-Q. But eventually what happened, the neighbors there, they got a petition, and they went marching down to his used car lot one Saturday morning, a whole bunch of little old ladies with an American flag, and they presented him with a 16-page petition demanding that he change his name to something else. And he said, my name's Fuck, what do you... And they said, would you consider... And they were serious. They said, what about Screw or Ball?
You know what? I knew you were kidding me.
I swear to Almighty Jesus. Now, and I know who knows the story, Bacon.
Bob Bacon got the story because he covered it.
How do I not know this and all you guys know this?
I don't know, Phil. It was local to Solano Beach, though, and it was a very big story.
Bob Bacon. Hey, Bob, thanks, bud. I know we haven't had you doing much lately. Do you remember this story?
I remember it, Bob. It was Len Fuck. That was the story that we were covering here over Solano Beach. I remember I was there on a Saturday morning as the people came marching down from their homes to present a petition to Len Fuck.
What kind of cars?
Oh, used cars out there. Len Fuck used cars. And I remember seeing a little old ladies. They got into a scuffle, and there had been somebody threw some candy into the crowd. There was a scramble for candy and bacon. But at the end of the day, Phil, he kept his name Len Fuck. But Len Fuck just decided to move out.
Did he? So he moved to where?
I don't know. He relocated. Bob, you might have the information.
Yeah, he relocated, I think, back to Boontown or something, where that was.
Yeah, he came from Boontown, Thailand.
And what do you mean, Boontown?
I don't know the name of it. That's what we call it. But he's went back to Thailand. Used car lot. Len Fuck. Oh, my sound effects. Could you please?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So anyway, this guy, Len Fuck.
Yeah, this Bob Bacon.
Get out of here with him, will you? With his sound effects.
Why don't we put him in a real helicopter?
That's what I thought he had—a real helicopter. I thought he had a real helicopter. You know, so. So sue me. So why are we talking about Len Fuck Used Cars?
Because they were talking about this guy, Don Spangler, and how he used to spank it or so. I don't know what his...
All right, Doug Danger, to wrap up on this V. Stiviano. Who is she? What is she? Why is she? Where is she? What's the story with V. Stiviano? And she apparently was quoted as saying she was devastated. She's all jacked up over this thing, man. It feels bad. It looks bad. It smells bad. She's feeling really bad, you know. Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. We'll be right back after these few messages. And this is Machine Head.
You! Woo-woo! I'm Margaret Gray.
It's Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in the California.
right, back at the El Pacifico here, our El Pacifico studios. So let's get on the line now. Our good friend Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. I haven't talked to Doug in a while. Doug is the entertainment writer down there, but he has been covering the case here of Don Spangler, otherwise known as Donald Sterling. What do you think of that Spangler story, Doug?
You know, I think you have to consider the source. You know, you're getting the Don Spangler story from Dave Oliva, who is a, you know, I know he's a police, he's a criminal justice student. Don't think this guy is not, no way is this guy a reporter. But as a gay man, I've been looking at this as a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm looking at it with the clear eye of a gay man, gay journalist. I'll tell you something right now, that Don Sterling and the way this guy goes through women, I don't know if he has sex with women or if he just sits and stinks on the sideline, but he's a real way out, and I think that the description of Donald Sterling, I'm a gay man, gay journalist, you know, and you know that, right, Phil?
Yeah, look, hey, Dagger, we know that.
I'm not talking to you, General, okay? I'm talking to Phil.
Yes, I know you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
All right. You guys want to get into it now, or do you want to wait till after the show? We can go out in the parking lot.
Hey, look, Dagger, all I'm trying to say is I know you're a gay man and a gay journalist. I hear it all the time.
No, try to keep your homophobia down to a roar here today, General. You know,
I'm not a homophobe. It's just gay man, gay journal, gay man, gay journal. You know.
That's why I went into the shorthand. Phil don't want me to do shorthand.
All right, do the shorthand then if it makes the general happy.
I'd much rather you do the shorthand.
All right, well, here's my story on that. I'm Doug Danger, gay man, gay girl. I'm Doug Danger, gay man, gay girl. God damn it.
See, you just said I'm Doug Danger, gay man, and gay girl. Now, that doesn't work either.
No, I didn't. I said Doug Danger, gay man, gay journal, all right? Clean the crap out of yours there, General, okay? Just because I wasn't in the military don't mean I can't throw down, you know?
Oh, boy, oh, baby, would I love that. Let me tell you something, my friend. Come at me anytime, day or night. I'm General Galen Shaw. Your move.
Yeah, so I heard, man. You don't like the gay man, gay journal, then don't give me that your move, okay? Sounds like we're playing chess. Don't sound like anything to me.
All right, will you just get back to the topic at hand here? You talk about Stiviano.
Yeah, this V. Stiviano, this young lady that has popped up in relation to Don Spangler or Doug Sterling. I don't know what this guy is. My name's Doug Danger. I know that. I'm a gay man, a gay journalist. And I'll tell you this right now. If Donald Sterling had any guts at all, he'd say, I'm Doug Spangler. I mean, I'm Don Sterling, or I'm Donald Sterling. I'm a gay man and a gay NBA owner. How do you feel about that? Oh, yeah. But I don't think he's going to do that. Now, this lady on the Polydent commercial looks just like Spike Lee. I have been telling people for years.
Will you stick to the topic?
Sorry.
I think if you do the shorthand, Doug, you'll be way better off.
All right, Doug Banger here, Gay Man, Gay Journal. Talk about Stiviano. Sit that kitchen there, you see big fat goblin man, and the goblin. He don't like the fact the goblin man talk about her, all these blacks. You got a goblin man and black people, goblin man, black people. Now, Stiviano, I think, and here's where I got to cut out the shorthand, Phil, Gay Man, Gay Journal. I think this lady is a hero. I heard her on that tape. She sounded reasonable. She sounded like she had her act together. She sounded like she had her ass together. I'd get her, if I were her, if I were her manager, I'd get those teeth straightened because it ain't happening. You know, those teeth have got to go back into the head a little bit. They're way out.
We're not talking about the young lady's appearance. This has got nothing to do with anything, Doug. We're talking about her relative culpability, or is she innocent?
I think this young lady was making these tapes for this guy, Spangler.
The guy's name is Donald Sterling, for God.
I'm sorry, Donald Sterling. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I cut to the horse dung, all right? If this guy's name is Spangler, I want to know, and I want to know now.
But his name is Sterling. We don't know his name is Spangler. Now, my question for you, Doug, is this. I agree with you. I think that she sounded on the tape like a reasonable young lady. Now, is it true that he asked her to tape record these conversations because she's an archivist?
That's the claim that's being made by the lawyer. I tried to get in touch with his lawyer. Then I found out the guy said that he was so-and-so from Pacific Palisades. So-and-so from Pacific Palisades. This guy said where he was located twice, and I said, you know what, I'm not going to waste my time with some pumped-up, blowed-up, big bag of horse dead. This guy's nothing but hot air, man, and it ain't very good smelling hot air either. It's pretty hot and pretty humid in there. I'm Doug Dang. I'm Gay Man, Gay Journal. So I decided to go straight to the horse's mouth, and when we talk about a horse's mouth, you got the Stiviano. Oh, yeah.
Hold on for a minute, okay? I want to just collect our thoughts here. We're talking to Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier about this V. Stiviano. This lady And Don Berman?
Yeah, Don Berman live too.
Got a couple of our journalist friends here. Don Berman at the Channel 19 News Center as well will be talking with us. And I've got you on here with Doug Danger. Tell me what you know about this Stiviano and the fact that she's an archivist.
Well, what we know here at Channel 19 News is that V. Stiviano has been an archivist, a self-claimed archivist for Donald Sterling, and she tape records their conversations at his behest. At his behest. I say again.
At his behest. Yeah, we heard you the first time, man.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, so...
You want me to... I'm going to do my report, man, and get off the phone. You can talk to Berman until the cows come home. I don't care, all right? I'm just telling you, Gay Man, Gay Journal, Stiviano archivist. She's recording. For all I know, she might be, you know, climbing them at night. She might be climbing it. She might be climbing it tall. She might be up there every night putting a flag in it. I don't care. I don't know. But the fact is, she was an archivist, and she was. And who cares, man? The guy said what the guy said. Okay.
Sounds to me like they're trying to make a news story out of this Stiviano. And I guess she is a story. I guess people have interest in her, huh?
Yeah. Interest in her because she is perceived to be a courageous young lady. I think that this tape coming out was a service to the NBA. I'm Doug Dang.
All right, that's, you know what, Doug Danger is...
I think he is increasingly irrelevant. I think that, I think he was good for your show at one time. I think he's increasingly irrelevant.
What do you think, bud?
I think the shorthand's good.
Yeah, the shorthand's funny, but the rest of what he does, Gay Man Gay, I think the Gay Man Gay Journal is wearing thin.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I agree with you, you know.
Yeah, you got a lot of people upset about Doug Danger, Gay Man Gay Journal.
Will you say it like a regular person? Doug Danger, Gay Man Gay Journalist.
I'd rather not hear it again. I think it's now beginning to sound homophobic. I think it's starting to sound like a caricature it's turned in on top of itself, and it's
I get you. Is Don Berman ready to come on the line?
Yeah, Don Berman, he's pissed off because of the big mouth on a Danger.
Don Berman at the Channel 19 News Center. Don, sorry, but you know we probably shouldn't have put you guys on at the same time.
Well, you know that Danger and I do not get along, and every time that I'm on the air with Mr. Danger, it generally winds up as an insult festival, and I'm on the receiving end, and I get enough of it here at work.
So what have you found out about the Stiviano?
Well, this V. Stiviano, the young sometime actress and model, who has associated herself with Donald Sterling since the year 2010. Apparently they met at the Super Bowl in the year 2010. We've heard the same thing that Doug Danger heard. She's an archivist, whatever that means, and I suppose it means that Donald Sterling now feels that his thoughts should be put down on tape. Oh, I'll tell you what, they were put down on tape, all right. People will never forget this man's thoughts. I want to write that down, by the way. That was, people will never forget this man's thoughts.
Okay, that's fine. Can I ask you a question?
Hold on. People will never forget this. Yeah, they'll never forget his thoughts. Boy, you better believe that. I'm going to have to rework this sentence, Phil.
Yeah, do that when we... So, my question, Donald Sterling, has anybody heard from him? Has anybody talked to him? Has there been a quote?
No, Donald Sterling, the closest anyone got to him was at a steakhouse on Sunday night as they were getting into their car. His wife ran interference, as well as a couple of members of the security staff there at the restaurant, and essentially would not allow anyone to talk to him. I thought it was very interesting. They asked, are you a racist? And she answered, no, he is not. And they said, are these things true? And she said, no, of course they are not.
Now, I want to say something. I think it's very interesting how these men, these big, sexy, rich men, once they get into trouble with the little girlfriend, they go running home to mommy. Are you familiar with that, Don?
What do you mean, am I familiar with that?
No, she's not saying you.
I'm not saying you went through it. I'm saying, have you seen this?
Oh, yes, I've seen it. I was just saying, I thought you were busting my...
No, you haven't been married in a long time, have you?
Well, we're not talking about me, but no, I haven't. But you talk about me and young women, it gets a little too close to home. So could we just... I would say now I forgot what I wanted to say.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take it. I'm just saying that he runs home to mama.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He ran home to his mommy. As our good friend Vernon Dozier would say, Donald Sterling was caught. His life is coming apart. Let's face it, he's losing his basketball team. His reputation is in tatters. He is no longer the man about town. He is a reviled individual, looked upon by the sporting community of Los Angeles as somebody that no one wants to have anything to do with. This guy, 30 years he was a member of the sports community in the city of Los Angeles and across the country, and now no one wants to know him. So what does he do? He runs home to Mama! And there's Mama. And guess what Mama's saying to him? Everything's okay, baby, baby Snookums. Everything's going to be fine. Mommy's back in the picture now, isn't she? And he goes, yes, Mommy, yeah, you better believe it. So now, understand that Rachel Sterling, or if you will, Rochelle Sterling, or if you will, Rochelle Spangler, she is now back in the fold. She's got her mud hooks into everything. Every broad, excuse me for using the language, that ever had any kind of a financial claim on Donald Sterling will be paid off and gotten rid of, and Sterling is back where he started in 1957 with Snookums there. Good luck.
God, it sounded personal to him, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
It really sounded personal, yeah. You say you've never been married, Don, but it sounds to me we'll have to get into that with Don, but I got to agree with him. I got to agree that the wife is back in the picture. She's the gatekeeper. All the girlfriends get out of here because Don Sterling is no longer, he doesn't have access to basketball games anymore. He's got $3 billion, though, so let me tell you something. That buys a whole hell of a lot of other stuff to do, you know.
Well, do you think you'll be able to own a sports team?
I don't think he will. There isn't a league in the world that will have him as even a minority partner.
I agree with the general. Nobody. Nobody will touch him. Nobody will touch him. You know, nobody wants to be in business with this guy. He's as far as they're concerned, he is damaged. He is tainted. He's got the cancer on him, man. You talk about racist and redneck, and that's the worst, man. When you're talking about professional sports, where the main employee and artist and entertainer and practitioner is African American in the United States. Look at the Canadian Football League. I don't give a damn where you go. Probably professional soccer. Even professional soccer has a significant percentage ethnically African players. And you can't have a guy like that anywhere near it, man.
What about if he's a minority owner of the Liverpool team and stuff like that?
No, man. The general misunderstanding said, even being a minority owner.
Even if he's got a little tiny piece of the team, but it doesn't matter. That guy could have 1% of any team, and he's the whole story. He's the whole story. The newspapers, the television, everything, man. It's going to be about him. Nope, he's done. He's finished. He's kaput, baby. But the good news for Donald Sterling is the following thing. He's got $3 billion. If he wants to piss his money away fighting this again, I'm going to tell you something. His legacy is at stake now. He's 80 years of age. Who knows how many more years he's got? His legacy is at stake. What's he want it to be? Does he want it to be a guy that fought the truth? Or does he want to somehow stand up like a man and say, these are attitudes that I've had, and I understand how they've destroyed people. And for my part, I'm sorry. And if the NBA community does not want me a part of, I understand that. And I will back away, and I'll back away gracefully with my blessings and work for the rest of his life on his legacy. Whatever that may be, whatever positive, get input. Talk to these very players that were, you know, upset with him. Talk to these very men that open dialogue with these guys and learn, you know. He's got $3 billion. This freaking guy can do anything. He can buy a damn country if he wants. Well, buy a country, but I mean, the guy can, you know.
Well, he can...
he can do it. You go through Google and scrub all the bad references and stuff.
This isn't about scrubbing Google, you jackball.
What do you mean scrub Google? No, man. You're not going to go through Google and scrub it. What you can do is put some good stories in there, you know. Get around, meet people, do what you can. Don't push yourself on people. Don't say, hi, I'm Donald Sterling, and I'm newly reformed, and I want to come down to your, gospel festival. Don't do that. You know, you're going to have to kind of back away and do some writing. I don't know.
Well, he has the archive. Well, I guess, you know.
Well, here's what he's going to do. Here's what he's going to do. Donald Sterling is this kind of a guy. There's no question. I mean, he's a brilliant money earner, and you know. But you can read a guy like this a mile away. I know exactly what he's going to do. He fought for this money, and he kicked ass, and nobody's going to take it away from him. Blah blah blah. He's going to go to court. To some degree, he'll fight the NBA. I don't know if he'll retain. He wants to retain ownership, but by God, he's going to get every red cent that he's entitled to. Then he's going to take it out on this Viviana, this Stiviano chick. He's going to make sure that she bleeds. Anybody that messed with him, anybody that had a hand in this that he can get to, that's how he's going to waste his time.
Well, now what if he's listening to you right now and says, this guy Henry may have a point. I think I'll, never mind.
Yeah, you think that's like, I don't think so.
No, that's ridiculous. Why would you say something like that, General? That's the most asinine thing that he would be listening to.
Yeah, ha ha. All right, sports fans, there you have it, man. That's the way the cookie crumbles. That's the name of the game. That's the rock and the roll of it. And we will see you guys tomorrow morning. We are taking a bit of a shortsy, wartsy break here. We will see you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Don't forget our pre-show is at 8:30. And, of course, our pre-show is for our Backstage Pass members only. We had a really good pre-show this morning, I think. Did you think?
I thought it was a very good pre-show, yeah.
So make sure, if you're a Backstage Pass member, to download the pre-show from today. And if you don't have a Backstage Pass at philhenryshow.com, go get you one. Because it's real good. It's all kinds of shit that you can listen to. No giving in. Bye. They don't understand.
They get to give up to me. The world famous Phil Hendry Show is produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on the Sideshow Network.
Bobby Dooley will return tomorrow, as Bobby Dooley takes a break today. Bobby will be back with the Bobby Dooley podcast tomorrow, Thursday, here on the PhilHenryShow.com thingamajig.